We have in-house in our studios with the New Hampshire State Police, the captain, one of the commanders of the state police. He's head of all the New Hampshire Office of Highway Safety and the Roadways. And also on our GMI lines, listener line, we have the Laconia Police Department Chief, Matthew Canfield, and the Chief of Laconia. They're busy anyway, Captain Vetter, but they're going to be a little busier next week, or they're starting this weekend, right?
Yeah, I think Bike Week starts this weekend, and you know, they'll be busy for not just this week, but probably the rest of the summer.
Real quickly, before we go to this, just to be topical, how are the roadways out there this morning? A little wet, but are you hearing anything? I saw 193 North. There was a trooper on the left side. Vehicle had gone into the medium strip. So it does get slippery. People forget when you go on 75 and you go to hit the brakes and there's a pool of water.
Yeah, there were a couple accidents. There was one in Wyndham. There was one in London area. There was one in Hooksett as I was actually coming into the studio. So, yeah, it's the conditions are bad. So drive slow and drive careful.
J-Dog, do we have the Laconia Chief with us? Laconia Chief, Chief, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for being
I'm excellent up here.
Thanks for being with us, and hopefully we'll see you Monday morning. I'll be broadcasting live at the Laconia Harley-Davidson 9 to noon. But, Chief, maybe Captain Vetter, you can go back. Tell us a little bit, Chief, about what you're expecting crowd-wise next week. We are seeing higher fuel and gas prices. I don't think that's going to affect motorcycle week myself. Certainly motorcycles are pretty efficient with fuel. But what about the crowds, and how do you work in coordination with other law enforcement and public safety and the state police, Chief?
Sure. So, you know, we've been policing this. This is our 99th year, so we kind of have a down pat. But, yeah, I think, you know, I think we'll see bigger crowds than the last couple of years. Obviously, with COVID, it kind of put a wrinkle in the last couple of years. So this year, I think it'll be a little bit busier than it's been. The Canadian border is back open, so I think we'll see our friends from Canada coming down. We work with a number of our law enforcement partners, including state police, and this year, we have a pretty robust plan to keep everybody safe.
Do you have any idea? Because last year, I think the numbers were higher than people thought locally. And the other thing, Chief, and maybe you can speak to this and Captain Vetter in a moment, when people visit the Lakes region, they're really visiting the whole state, correct? It's not just Laconia and Weir's Beach. They take day trips. They're all around, correct?
They really are. You know, I mean, certainly Weir's Beach is the epicenter of the week, but they do a number of group rides up through the White Mountains. I know there's a lot taking place up in the Conway area. Certainly the Laconia Motorcycle Week Association encourages people to get out there and just see and do all that our state has to offer.
And I almost said Chief, Captain Vetter, how do the troopers of the region and state in that particular area, if you have extra crowds, how is it a motorcycle type thing with the New Hampshire State Police? Is it cruiser stuff? Is it support? What's your role?
A little bit of everything, to be honest with you, Jack. You know, we support Laconia PD as much as we certainly can. You know, in and around the beach, in and around Weir's, Laconia, so forth and so on. But, you know, as the chief said, the motorcyclists are venturing out to see everything that New Hampshire has to offer during the course of the week. So, you know, we're encountering motorcycles, large crowds, really statewide, coming in, leaving, so forth and so on. So we, you know, we provide a footprint up there at the Weirs, but we're also we're dealing with this statewide throughout the week.
And Chief Laconia, Chief Canfield, do you have any guesstimates on numbers from last year or what you're going to see this year?
You know, I really can't give a good number there, but I certainly think we'll see bigger crowds this year than we have last year, and certainly larger than 2 years ago.
And you know, the weather starting this weekend, really Sunday and Monday, but Monday the sun starts to break, and next week overall looks pretty okay. Temps in the mid to upper 70s, and you know, the sun peaking out, so it looks like the weather wise will be a good week. Of course, that doesn't stop folks, they might go indoors, but what about public safety tips from both of you, Captain Vetter and the Chief? What people need to remember when starting this weekend, right, you're going to see more motorcycles coming up on the highways?
Yeah.
In the side roads?
Yeah. You know, from a highway safety standpoint, we're going to see a lot of motorcycles in the state. So we're encouraging not only motorcyclists to drive responsibly, don't drive impaired, follow speed limits, but also motorists driving vehicles to be aware of the number of motorcycles that are going to be in the state and, you know, use due care. You know, look twice, check at intersections, you know, check your blind spots if you're changing lanes on the highway. You know, because a lot of times, you know, motorcycles are difficult to see. And you know, the message really never changes in terms of, you know, not driving impaired and not, you know, not driving distracted, wearing your seatbelts, wearing helmets.
And speed, know. Right? Speed's a problem.
Speed's always a problem.
Because you can't stop on a dime.
Right. You know, and a lot of times we're seeing speed in conjunction with some of those other things, whether it's distraction or, you know, during bike week, a lot of times it's impairment. So, you know, the message is pretty much, you know, the same, but it's we're encompassing a lot of different things.
And Chief, thank you for the time. Canfield, before we let you go, how can the public or people help you, support you, or any messages you have? One thing I would say, Chief, is I think people need to be a little more patient. For example, on next week, some of those mornings or days, middle of the day in the afternoon, when you come over the hill, you come into like Laconia, near Laconia Harley-Davidson, depending what exit you take or what, however you're coming into like the, you know, Laconia or the Wares, you come down a hill and then all of a sudden there's traffic. And a lot of times people, they're just not prepared to stop. So slow down and give way and let people cross. You're going to have people crossing the road. You're going to have people parked. It's going to be crowded, right?
Absolutely. Give yourself a little extra time. Give yourself some space. You know, look twice for the motorcycle. Sometimes they can be a little bit difficult to see. And by all means, if you're going to drink responsibly. Every year we see a number of fatalities, whether it's in Laconia or across the state. And we want everyone to enjoy the event, but enjoy it safely and go home safely. So look twice. Motorcycles are hard to see sometimes. Give them a little space and enjoy the week responsibly.
Chief Canfield, real quickly, thanks for joining us. Before I let you go, I'm just curious, two questions for you. Roughly, I'm not saying you have the roster in front of you. How many full-time folks do you have in Laconia Police these days?
We've got near 50 full-time employees with us, and then certainly we contract with some of our law enforcement partners, and then we work closely with New Hampshire State Police. So certainly a reasonable contingent of officers will be up there to greet visitors, but also to keep them safe.
And are you like the state police? We had the new recruitment lieutenant in the other day talking about recruitment because that's a big push. Do you have openings? I'm just curious, Laconia Police. Do you have openings? Or are you finding it a challenge not to get quality but quantity?
You know, it is a challenge to get quantity for applications, but we are full staff. Okay. We have some really good personnel that work for us, and fortunately we're blessed that we're full staff, and but we do continue our recruitment drive for sure, and you know, getting applications, but quality applications to do the challenging work of police work these days is very difficult to get.
All right, Chief of Laconia, thank you. Great, good luck. 99th Motorcycle Week kicking off really this week and all next week. We'll be live at Laconia Harley-Davidson 9 to noon Monday. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
And Captain Vetter, before we let you go, how are the ranks of state police? We did have the new lieutenant. I think Lieutenant Davey has become a captain as well, joining you. But recruitment, great opportunities, great people. We had, I think, Trooper Nicole Stone, is that who it was in with us, and the new lieutenant, Grieco, I believe. My memory's hanging in there, Captain.
Not bad.
But what about your message to folks thinking about, because what impressed me was they had a recruit or a new trooper from, ironically, the Wakes region. His last name, because I just remember, J-Dog, what was it? Was it Spain, right? Because I remember the country. And he is in his mid to upper 30s starting as a trooper because he had served in the service. So you're seeing people from all walks of life, stages, and ages, right?
We are. And I'm familiar with his story. And I know that you know, he was hired with a group of people that ranged from mid-20s up into their 30s. So we're seeing a lot of people from a bunch of different walks of life, I should say. So,
do you think I'm too old to do the auxiliary thing?
I don't think the age is your problem.
All right, Captain Vetter, stay safe, stay well. Thanks for coming in GMI studio. What about Marine Patrol? Not even that. Can I get on the boat once?
I've seen you on the boat, so we're going to pass on that too.
Right. Stay off the boat, Jeff.
Yeah. All right.
It's interesting how talking about the gas prices, travel habits, more people on the road, Motorcycle Week. But you know, with Motorcycle Week coming in. And the chief of Laconia, who I think they do a good department, do a super job. That's more for you to say than me. But my point is, we do have a lot of accidents. And each year, inevitably, and one thing I noticed, Captain, and you know this being head of highway safety, a lot of them do not seem like they're on Interstate 93 or 95. A lot of times they're on a side road where you hear about a 2 or 3 fatal accident during motorcycle week.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times that those are, you know, bends in the road or intersection related or things like that. You know, the interstates are built for, you know, straight ahead speed. You're right. A lot of those crashes are happening, you know, off the beaten path, if you will. So, you know, we focus our enforcement efforts a lot of times on those roadways, particularly around the weirs, you know, to try to minimize crashes and minimize fatalities, because it happens every year.
What about helmet use and wearing? Optional, but are you seeing more motorcycles wearing helmets or not?
I don't know that we're seeing more wearing it. You know, that's my message. You're right. We don't have a helmet law here in New Hampshire for adults, so we get by on, you know, imploring people to wear them. You know, data a lot of times puts people to sleep, but the fact of the matter is, you know, 70% of the crashes that we've had in the last couple of years where somebody lost their life, that person was not wearing a helmet. There's not a lot of safety equipment on a motorcycle. You don't have a seatbelt. You don't have an airbag. You know, the helmet itself is not going to avoid you from being in the crash. We understand that. But the helmet is going to be your best way to survive a crash if you are involved in one. So we encourage people to wear them, you know, the strongest way possible.
All right, if you have a quick question of the captain, we have time, 866-823-1077. Call in now, GMI Studios, J-Dog will put you on. 866-823-1077, and a comment or question on the roadways. You know, I guess the other thing that I've heard, you know, about motorcycles, and I think it was one of your folks on the motorcycle team or squad, you know, your group. You have how many motorcycle troopers?
I think there's a dozen of them that are assigned.
He was saying, and I forget his name, that sometimes, you know, it's like anything. You and I were just joking a little bit about boating, and I have a very healthy respect anytime I'm out on the ocean or any water or in the mountains for that matter. But sometimes even the most experienced mariner, pilot of a plane, skier, hiker, even if you've done it a lot, you can make a mistake, right?
Yeah.
But my point is, motorcyclists who've been doing it for years, maybe this is their third or fourth bike, they've been doing it since they were a teenager, they're pretty comfortable on a motorcycle. But sometimes people, I was told by one of your motorcycle troopers, sometimes people get bikes like a big Harley and they haven't had one before and they really can't operate it.
Right. And, you know, that brings up another good point is, we're trying to encourage folks that are going into riding to go through some of those safety courses. The DMV sponsors those. They're up against it a little bit, and that they're having trouble finding qualified instructors. So we encourage people, if you're an experienced rider, to reach out to the DMV and try to become a coach, if you will.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that. You hear about lifeguard shortage, instructors for motorcycles.
Right. And so, you know, we have a lot of people. You look, again, stats put people to sleep, but, you know, we're finding that the largest number of fatalities on motorcycles are happening between the age of 45 and 64.
Really? Not young? Yeah, wow.
Right. And, you know, that was a little bit surprising.
But 45 and 64?
Yeah, 45 to 54, I think, is the number one, and then 55 to 64 is number two. So.
Yeah. I mean, they look nice in the show. I mean, I love motorcycles. I just never was. That was my late mom said only no to a few things. That was one of them. She just said you like to go too fast and you're a little bit too energetic, so I don't think that's a good idea. But I do think they're beautiful. They're wonderful. I love Harley-Davidsons. I love just looking at them. Like when I'm at Laconia Harley-Davidson Monday, their showroom is beautiful. They're almost works of art. I mean, they really are. But you get a big bike, you probably should spend some time. I mean, I wouldn't get into an airplane and start flying it without the hours of, you know, learning and experience. And even once you get your license, you and I know, being on a boat, you learn every time you're out there. Every time you're out there, it might be something a little different. You take mental note, right?
Yeah, and, you know, you could be an experienced rider. And, you know, the dangers to you on a motorcycle are exponential simply because of all the things that we've talked about. You know, the other motorists may not see you, things that may be beyond the motorcyclist's control. So we encourage people to avoid the crashes by doing all the things that we've talked about and to wear helmets. So if you are in that crash, which may or may not be something that you had any control over, if you have the helmet on, you know, that's your best chance to survive. I've never come across somebody who said that, you know, I wouldn't have been on, I wouldn't have been injured if I just didn't have that helmet on.
Right.
And I've been here 30 years. So.
Usually the other way. Yeah. All right, Captain Vetter, thank you for the preview of Motorcycle Week, kicking off 99th annual. Starting really gets underway this week, and you'll see more people coming in. We'll be broadcasting live Monday night at noon, the home of Laconia Harley-Davidson Monday. Reminder tomorrow, Corey Isles and I will take it on the road as well. Gino's Sandwich or Chowder and Sandwich Shop on Mechanic Street right in Portsmouth. Now, I know you're more of a Seacoast person, Captain, but in more of a Hampton area, but if you you know Portsmouth and Gino's, right?
I grew up in Portsmouth, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You smile when I said Gino's. You knew the family, right?
I do. I do. Yeah. Very well.
Yeah. And, I, of course, was it Evelyn Marconi? Remember her?
I do.
She was such a character.
She was.
You couldn't, if you were running for governor, Congress, or president of the United States, you had to go to Gino's. You
absolutely had to, and the photos are all over the walls inside there, so.
Yeah, and that's a nice spot where there. It's kind of a, it's like a little nook. They're tucked away down there, and I just kind of describe it as on the, you know, in a little pocket there, looking across, you know, Pierce Island, the boat ramp, and of course, you know, the state dock, but it's a nice little area. You can see the lobster boats and sit on the dock and deck and get a lobster roll.
The South End. That's the South End.
The South End.
That's it.
Houses are very affordable there, right? No, I'm kidding. All right. Thank you, Captain.
What houses?